USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Recovery efforts at the collapsed condominium in Surfside, Florida, slowly winding down. There's perhaps one more body still buried in the rubble. 97 bodies have been recovered so far. All but two have been identified. Work is now shifting towards determining what caused that oceanfront condominium to collapse. Forecasters warning of potentially critically dangerous fire weather out west. The largest wildfire burning in the country is in southern Oregon. The bootleg fire has scorched more than 466 square miles. That's larger than the size of New York City. Crews are dealing with extremely dangerous and dry conditions. Fires destroyed at least 67 homes and 117 outbuildings. A rapidly growing wildfire south of Lake Tahoe jumped a highway, prompting more evacuation orders and canceling an extreme bike ride through the Sierra Nevada. This is USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project, from lawn care to a new patio. Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Two Olympic athletes have tested positive for coronavirus. Dan Araki has our Olympics update from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
Two athletes living in the Tokyo Olympic Village have tested positive for COVID. With the games set to begin in less than a week, officials say both were not Japanese but did not name the athletes. They're now in quarantine for the next 14 days. Athletes competing in the games are being tested on a daily basis, and organizers say that they were expecting positive tests over the course of the event. Tokyo is under a state of emergency due to rising cases, the order barring spectators at the events. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Protesters and counter-protesters clashed at a Korean spa in Los Angeles, where a customer had complained in a viral video of a biological male allegedly disrobing in a women's area. Demonstrators were seen clashing with police in Los Angeles, Koreatown, Saturday, with officers pushing back counter-protesters and declaring the scene an unlawful assembly. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Israel's top officials warned that Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine is significantly less effective at combating the Delta variant of the coronavirus. The strain first identified in India now makes up a significant portion of the COVID-19 cases in the U.S. and the U.K. The variant has prompted concerns that governments around the world would reimpose strict lockdowns or face mask requirements in a bid to curb the spread of the virus. Meanwhile, officials from the CDC say over 97% of people who are entering the hospital with COVID-19 right now are unvaccinated.
The so-called Delta variant is highly transmissible, but the cases are typically milder in vaccinated people. Those without the vaccine are likely to become seriously ill from COVID and end up in the hospital. Jeff Zients is the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator.
Just four states accounted for more than 40% of all cases in the past week, with one in five of all cases occurring in Florida alone.
Florida's reporting an average of 29 new infections for every 100,000 people per day. That is more than four times the national average. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the Chancellor are self-isolating after the Health Secretary tested positive, and three Democrats in the Texas House who flew to Washington this week to stymie efforts to pass election reform legislation have tested positive for COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.